Any idea when construction on that new Waffle House started?
It started actually about a little over a month ago, and they've been making great progress to go forward. It's really complementing all the other businesses in the industrial park out there. They've needed a place to have a sit-down meal. I mean, you can go in and get a burger at the McDonald's or a sandwich at Subway. This is an expansion of the opportunities to have more family-oriented meals. So if someone comes and stays at the sleep-in, instead of just grabbing an Egg McMuffin, they got a chance now to get a variety of breakfast, lunch, and supper menus over at the Waffle House.
Awesome. Any idea how long it's expected to take, like construction?
I think that they're looking to get done within the next 60 days.
Oh, wow. So pretty soon.
But they're working fast on it. Matter of fact, they just did one down in Freeport, and they got the whole thing done in less than 120 days. So if they've been going a little over a month, maybe 60 to 90 days, they'll be done. Yeah, they're pretty much same engineering plans for all of their sites. So they've got a great learning curve to show how to get it done and get it done right and get it done quickly. And we're excited about that. We want them to open as quick as possible.
Right. What kind of sparked the decision to put one up over there?
Oh, location, location, location. You're at the intersection of I-10 and State Road 285, exit 70. People coming off to use the Love's Travel Stops, or if they need something from Empire Truck or something from the Southern Tire, it's a place to stop. And even while you're waiting, go and sit down and have a cup of coffee and some food. Or if you're spending the night at the sleep-in, which is right there, it's an opportunity for them. And travelers just traveling along I-10, if they want to get off and go to a known restaurant, which is Waffle House, it's ideal for them.
Awesome. Any other plans for the area in the near future?
Well, we're working with a couple companies to there's some acreage still available inside the industrial park. We've got a couple feelers out there with companies that are interested in coming in, and most of the things that we're dealing with are either transportation or distribution related because we've got a great access to the interstate there. So we're working with them trying to see if we can meet their needs. We've got all the infrastructure, water, sewer, natural gas, electricity, all these sites. So it's a matter of getting them into a point where they can best utilize a parcel to handle their needs.